now taking a look at the scoring for the Sacred Heart Irish. Jessica Wurtenberger leads away with 12 points at the half. Rachel Magdans has 5. Delaney Witt also with 5. Olivia Eichhoff has 4 points in the ballgame. And Harry Vondersmith with 3 for their total of 31. From the charity stripe, the Irish went 3 out of 4 from the line. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout here, then we're going to update you with the latest weather forecast. Another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. That's coming up live from Odell. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3 weather. I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards with your weather for the tri-state area. We will see warming temperatures as we go into early this weekend, but as we go into Sunday, we will see a drop in temperature for both Sunday and Monday. However, this drop in temperature actually returns us to more seasonal highs. We do start to warm back up going into Tuesday due to a strong ridge of high pressure that will be passing through the area following that low pressure system. Will be above average with highs anywhere in the 40s and 50s. Your forecast for the evening shows mostly clear skies, the low in the upper teens. For Saturday, partly sunny with a high in the mid-40s. And Sunday, sunny with a high in the mid-30s. For early next week, Monday, sunny and with a high in the upper 30s. And we do continue to warm up going into Tuesday with sunny skies and a high at almost 50 degrees. And Wednesday, we'll see sunny skies and a high actually in the low 50s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards on Sunny 101.3.
Main Street Bank, with 7 locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the Heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank, close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank. The Martin Luther Church sale is back. The auction will be held March the 5th. Consignments are currently being accepted for the sale bill deadline listing, which is January 24th. We are now accepting consignments of farm machinery, hay, hedge posts, trucks, and ag-related items for the MLC consignment auction. Online bidding will be available for larger items through Equipment Facts. For more information, contact Speckman Auction.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, high- hire Lunsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LunsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lunsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Here's a testimonial from our sunny 101.3 morning DJ about our new doctor at CMC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. I just had my right knee replaced by Community Medical Center in Fall City's new orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Streit. I just want to say what a great experience it was and how great Dr. Streit and his staff were, and also Community Medical Center in Fall City.
And we welcome you back once again to Dylan Odell High School here in Odell. I'm Ray. The Sacred Heart Irish Girls and the Dylan Odell Lady Griffins getting set to move into third quarter action. Basketball will belong to the Irish as the clock winds down to end our halftime. Inbounding the pass, it'll come into Lauren Malone. Magdans, Eichhoff, Malone, Wurtenberger, and Vondersmith on the floor. Pass goes over to Eichhoff on the right elbow. Now to Malone at the top of the key. Baseline in the corner. Nice shot defensively down here by Denner. Mallory Denner tipped the ball away. Almost had the steal. Knocks it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Irish. Inbounding it is Wurtenberger. Up top it comes to Malone. Now a steal by Miley Weirs. Weirs falls to the floor. Bounce pass. Gives it off on the right side to Denner. Mallory Denner right back up to Weirs. Denner with an open look in the corner. Right side doesn't take it. Malone picks her up defensively. Out of the top of the key once again, it comes up to Miley Weirs. Guarding her is Olivia Eichhoff. Weirs flips it to the left wing. Backing out on the left elbow with the ball is Denner. Denner, skip pass, comes across, stolen by Malone. Ball is loose, everybody after it, and coming out of there is Vondersmith with it. Down court to Eichhoff. Olivia Eichhoff on the left elbow. She's picked up defensively by Rachel Stanishek here. Now Eichhoff with a cross-court pass to the right side in front of the Irish bench. Goes to Lauren Malone with it. Skip pass into the corner. Down deep left side of the basket now. Magdans. Magdans back up top near the mid-court circle. Finds Eichhoff with the pass. Off to Malone. Lob pass comes inside looking for Vondersmith. Ball tipped away nicely by Mad Meyerly. Meyerly with the steal stepped in front of Vondersmith and gets the ball out to Weirs. Weirs comes down to set the offense now for the Lady Griffins. Her pass goes to Denner. Mallory Denner holds the ball, guarded here by Malone in the man-to-man defense. Denner wants to lob it inside to Swanson, can't get there. Now bounce pass goes off to Weirs in the corner, left side of the free throw lane. Weirs dribbles up between the rings. She's at the top of the free throw circle and backs it all the way out near the mid-court circle, guarded by Eichhoff. Olivia Eichhoff in the man-to-man defense covers Weirs. Her pass comes over on the right side. Ball stolen away. Fast break. Here comes Wurtenberger. One-on-one with Denner. Feeds it over to Malone for the driving lay-in. Up and good. Malone with the basket. Lauren Malone, her second bucket of the night. She's got 4 points. Wurtenberger with the assist. 33-17. In traffic, here's Mad Meyerly. Works against Magdan. Shot is up. Doesn't get it. Shot put back. Lily Swanson can't get it. And the rebound to Magdans. Magdans looking down court for the pass, looking for Vondersmith. Instead goes to the corner. Eichhoff long two, right side. Got it. Olivia Eichhoff hits the two from the corner on the right side of the basket. The assist from Magdans. 35-17. Lady Irish on top. On the right side with the basketball. Handling it now is Mallory Denner. Timeout taken on the floor. Lady Griffins, 5:27 to go. Third quarter, 35-17. Irish up. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
This is 5:27 to play here in the third period. 35-17 your score. The Sacred Heart Irish with the lead. First half of a basketball doubleheader coming your way tonight here on Sunny. Up next, we'll have boys basketball action. Inbound the pass to Miley Weir. She stands in the corner, down deep on the right side of the basket. Can't get to the baseline. Good defense there by Eichhoff. Weir gets the pass back up from Denner to the top of the key. Now Weir tries to go into the paint. Little floater up and got it. Miley Weir found room inside the lane. Went between three defenders. Laid it off the glass and dropped it in. She's got 9 points. 35-19 under the basket. There's Magdance. Shot is up. Couldn't get it. Magdans had an open look under there, got a nice pass from Vonderschmidt, but the defense collapsed on her pretty quickly. The ball will stay with the Irish. They'll inbound it under their own basket. Wurtenberger will toss it in. Jessica Wurtenberger, big first half, 12 points in the first two quarters. Now Eichhoff looks underneath for Vonderschmidt. They've got Vonderschmidt well covered. Back to Eichhoff, left side. Jump shot up and good. Olivia Eichhoff has 8 points. She hit a jumper 12 feet out of the left side of the lane. 37-19, your score is Miley Weirs is double-teamed. Her pass to the corner on the right side goes down into Stanishek. Stanishek tries to work the baseline. Ball goes off her foot out of bounds. Good defense by Wurtenberger. Here's Delaney Witt back into the lineup. Emma Littrell also onto the floor now for the Irish. Sacred Heart fans, the Irish will be playing in the Mudecas tournament Monday. The girls get underway at 5 o'clock when they face Lewiston. Dinner Odell fans, your girls play Parkview at 3:30. That's at the City Auditorium Monday in the Mudecas tournament. Here's Wurtenberger in the paint. Ball dribbled away from her. She picks it up and gets it off to Eichhoff in the corner. Right side corner. Eichhoff in the paint. Can't get the shot out to Delaney Witt. Long three. Bingo. Delaney Witt nails a three from the corner down on the right side. Nothing but nylon. It's 40-19. The biggest lead of the ball game now for the Lady Irish. Up by 21 points. Matt Marley with the ball, guarded by Emma Littrell. Gives it back to Weirs. Weirs up top to Marley. She holds the ball at the top of the key. Matt Marley with the basketball. Bounce pass. Gets it down to Mallory Denner. Denner works all the way to the corner, left side of the lane. Now inside it goes. In traffic, Matt Marley almost had the ball taken away. She clears it back up top to Weirs. Now Weirs with the basketball. Just wants to reset the offense. Man-to-man defense by the Irish. And boy, the Griffins have just had a tough time cracking this defense. Into the corner, Stanishek feeds it into Marley, tipped away. Weirs gets it back. Weirs driving, lay-in up, got it, and she's fouled. Miley Weirs in double figures now has 11 points in the ball game. She drew the foul and got the basket. She'll go to the free throw line. The foul on Delaney Witt. On Delaney, her third personal, team foul number one of the half on the Irish. 3 minutes, 17 seconds to play in the first quarter. At the free throw line, Miley Weirs. Free throw is up and off. No good. Rebound, Ari Vonderschmidt. Vonderschmidt with the outlet pass gets it out to Olivia Eichhoff, and Eichhoff brings it across the timeline. To the left side to Wurtenberger with the pass. Wurtenberger skip pass across court into Littrell. Littrell in traffic. Again feeds it down to Wurtenberger. She's triple teamed. Up to Eichhoff with it. Now Littrell, open look, right side. She'll be fouled, and we'll put Emma Littrell at the free throw line. She'll be shooting two shots for the Irish. The foul's going to be on Kiera Hinterberg. On Hinterberg, that's her first personal, team foul number one of the half on the Lady Griffins. Emma Littrell at the line to shoot two. Free throw is up and good. Emma Littrell's first point of the ball game tonight. She's in the scorebook. She'll have a second shot coming here. 41-21. The lead is 20. Littrell's second free throw is on the way. It's up and good also. Got them both. Irish shooting well tonight. They've hit 5 out of 6 from the free throw line so far this evening. Miley Weirs will come down court with the ball now for the Lady Griffins and work to the right side of the free throw lane. Lob pass into Mad Miley. Miley has it stolen away by Vonderschmidt. Vonderschmidt outlet pass to Eichhoff. Weirs comes up to harass Eichhoff. She'll get away from Miley Weirs and dribble it into forecourt. Eichhoff on the left elbow, almost has it taken away again by Weirs. Now finds Delaney Witt with a pass, skip pass across court, Wurtenberger. All the way back to the left side, in the paint, here's Eichhoff for a little floater, up and good. Nice move to the basket by Olivia Eichhoff. Olivia now in double figures, she's got 10 points in the game, and it's 44-21, Irish on top. Right side with it is Denner, Mallory Denner up top. Here's Lily Swanson for three, short off the rim. Then Denner cuts it on the baseline, and it goes out of bounds off of Denner. It'll be Irish basketball. Magdan's back into the lineup. Macy Keller checks in for the Irish, as does Lauren Malone. So now you've got Magdan's, Keller, Littrell, Malone, and Witt on the floor for the Irish. 44-21. It's a 23-point Sacred Heart lead. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. In Odell, boys basketball coming up after this, the second half of a doubleheader. Delaney Witt, right side to Magdans. Magdans, top of the key, pulls up for a three. It's good. They gave Magdans an open look out here, and Rachel nailed it. Her second three-pointer of the evening. And Rachel Magdans now with 8 points, and she wasn't even expected to play tonight because of the ankle. There's a jump shot by Matt Meyerly that doesn't go, and the rebound to Witt, then a big collision. Witt falls to the floor, and they're going to call it a held ball, I guess, and possession arrow is going to stay with the Lady Griffins. Miley Weirs will inbound it. Looks like Magdans has gone back to take a seat again. There's no sense overworking that sore ankle, but Rachel's played well tonight for somebody that was maybe even expected to be in the ballgame, and apparently that ankle has healed well for her, and that's good news for Irish fans going into Mudeikis next week. Here comes Malone with the basketball. Weirs tries to get the steal. Malone kicks it out to the right side. Now on the dribble is Delaney Witt. Gentry Lechtenberg in the lineup. Back it goes to Malone in the corner. Witt penetrates. Bounce pass. Oh, she was looking under there for Macy Keller. Macy didn't see the pass coming from Witt, and it goes out of bounds on the baseline. Macy just wasn't expecting that one. She was standing under the basket on the right side. 57 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 47-21 your score. Miley Weirs on the right side to the left wing with it. Goes in traffic. Matt Meyerly shot is up. Whistle and a foul. We're going to put Matt Meyerly to the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots for the Lady Griffins. Foul is going to be called on Macy Keller. On Macy, her first, team foul number two on the Lady Irish. Matt Meyerly at the line. Meyerly averaging 4.5 points a ball game. She's got four right now. Here shooting two. The first one is up and good. So Matt Meyerly, 5'10 senior, now has 5 points. She'll be my broadcast partner for the next game coming up. Matt's going to join us for that one. Second shot for Meyerly is up. This one rims off and doesn't go, so she's got five. It's 47-22. The lead is 25 points now for the Irish with 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Lauren Malone being chased by Weirs. Gives a pass up to Witt. Witt feeds it to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg, they run a little weave up top to Emma Littrell with 20 seconds. Littrell on the dribble, and she'll be called for a double dribble. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to the Lady Griffins. In the game there now, Gentry Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg, a 5'8 freshman on the floor. Looks like Witt will have a seat, and Wurtenberger back into the ball game now for the Lady Irish. 18 seconds to go in the third quarter, 47-22, a 25-point Sacred Heart lead. Miley Weirs with the basketball, picked up by Malone. In the man-to-man, Weirs picks up her dribble to the right side to Denner. In the man, Meyerly in the paint. Meyerly flicks it out to Lily Swanson. Swanson gets it back. She'll launch a three at the buzzer that won't go. After three quarters, the Sacred Heart Irish are leading the Lady Griffins 47-22. We'll take a 1 minute break. We're back in 60 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class.
Left side. Vondersmith with 5 points now. We're just underway here in the fourth quarter. Nice pass finding Harry Vondersmith on that baseline left side for the lay-in. Now the Griffins with the basketball. Bad Marley with a turnaround shot blocked away by Magdans. Puts it into the corner. Here's a jump shot off the glass. Doesn't go. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good by Mallory Denner. Denner gets the put back to go and draws the personal foul. So we're going to put Mallory Denner to the free throw line. The foul is going to be called on Lauren Malone. On Malone, that's her second personal, team foul number 3 of the half on the Lady Irish. Denner's free throw is up and good. Mallory Denner now with 6 points in the game for the Lady Griffins. 49-25 your score. 7:24 to play in the ball game. Lauren Malone with the basketball across the timeline. Malone on the right elbow. There's a whistle and a pushing foul going to be called on the Lady Griffins as Malone tried to work to the right elbow. Foul is going to be on Kiara Hinderberg. On Hinderberg, her second personal, team foul number 2 of the half. Inbound the pass to Magdans, right side in the corner. Into Vondersmith in the paint to the left wing. Here's Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger finds Vondersmith at the free throw circle. Vondersmith in the paint. Forces up a shot, partially blocked and then stolen away by Mad Meyerly. Nice job defensively by Miley to get the steal. Her outlet pass goes off to Weirs. Weirs tries to go in the paint, has it taken away from her. Malone with the steal. Here's Malone down court, gives it to Magdans. Magdans against Matt Miley. Shot is up. Miley blocks it. Rebound batted away, brought down by Wurtenberger. Follow shot put up by Wurtenberger, and a whistle and a foul going to be called on Diller Odell. We'll put Jessica Wurtenberger to the free throw line. Foul is going to be on Hayek, who's in the ball game now. Jaden Hayek, her first personal. Free throw is up and off, no good for Wurtenberger, who's at the line. She'll have another shot coming here. Wurtenberger with 12 points so far. Second shot is up and off also. Couldn't get either one of them. Down court with the basketball goes Weirs into the corner, left side. Ball is tipped away. It goes out of bounds off the Lady Griffins, and it'll belong to the Irish. In the ballgame now, Jaden Hayek, a 5'1 freshman on the floor. She's out here playing man-to-man defense against Lauren Malone, the senior. Malone goes around her, tries to make a move to the basket. Ball is tipped away, knocked out of bounds by the Lady Griffins. It'll belong to the Irish under their own basket. 6.5 minutes to play in this one. Boys varsity game coming up next. Down into the corner they go with it. Malone comes to the left wing. Baseline left side, jump shot, Vondersmith, short rebound, Wurtenberger, follow shot, it won't go, and the rebound down to Matt Meyerly. Irish had 2 point blank range shots under there, couldn't get either one down, and then Meyerly gets the defensive board and the outlet pass out to Weirs. Ball comes back to Matt Meyerly, and she'll hand it again to Weirs, who will reset the offense. Weirs, one-on-one now against Eichhoff. They switch off, Eichhoff picks her up into the corner, down to Denner. Lily Swanson handles the ball momentarily. No look for Lily. Back into the corner left side now is Hayek with the ball. Swatting at her is Wurtenberger. Hayek feeds it into traffic. Double team down there. Ball stolen away by Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger took it away from Mallory Denner. Underneath, oh, she was looking under the basket for either Vondersmith or Magdans. And each of the girls thought the other one was going to catch it. It went right between them, kind of like in volleyball when they both stand there and watch the ball hit the floor between them. Nobody played it. 5.5 minutes to go in the ball game. 49-25, a 24-point lead for the Irish. Lily Swanson with the dribble for the Lady Griffins, and Swanson flips the ball back up here to Weirs. Looks like Keller and Witt up off the bench getting ready to check in. Here, moving to the basket, Matt Meyerly with a shot off the glass and good. Meyerly with a nice little spin move on the baseline. She's got seven now, above her average of 4.4. Here's Magdans for three from the corner. It rims in and out of there, and Denner gets the rebound. Denner gives it up to Meyerly. Meyerly hands right back to Mallory Denner. She'll come down court and set it. Denner dribbles to the left wing. Gives it up to Weirs. Weirs at the free throw line. Has it knocked away by Malone. Ball is loose on the floor. Grabbed up by Meyerly in the corner. Meyerly tries to feed it into traffic. Whistle on a collision inside the paint, and a foul is going to be called. I think the foul is going to be on Rachel Magdans. On Rachel, her first personal of the night. And team foul number three of the half on the Irish. Macy Keller into the lineup now. Delaney Witt also comes onto the floor. Going to have timeout taken with 4:42 to go in the ballgame. 49-27, Irish up. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Teaching your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Diller Odell High School, Odell, Nebraska. Randy Gatula with you here. 4:42 to play in the ball game. 49-27. Your Sacred Heart Irish on top. Boys basketball coming up next. It's a doubleheader tonight. John Nixon is on the air tonight over on KTNC. The Fall City Tigers, girls and boys, are tonight hosting Lourdes, Lourdes Central Catholic. Last update I had on the girls' game, Fall City was leading 30-25 after three quarters. I'm pretty sure that game's been completed. We'll get a final for you here during our next timeout and pass that along to you. We're back to live action here in Odell as Miley Weirs dribbles to the baseline, flips it into the corner for an open look for Mallory Denner for three. Couldn't get it down, and Olivia Eichhoff is there to pull down the defensive rebound for the Irish. This is Olivia Eichhoff with the basketball. She's working one-on-one against Hayek. Eichhoff with a little spin move goes around Hayek, gets a pick set by Macy Keller. Now they give it to the left side, Delaney Witt. Witt has a pick set out at the top of the key by Vonderschmidt. Flips to the corner, Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger's had a big night tonight. She had 12 points all in the first half. Macy Keller into Vonderschmidt. Off the glass, up and good. Keller with the assist. Vonderschmidt with the basket. Ari Vonderschmidt with a nice move to the basket. She's got 7 points now. Had three free throws in the first half, a couple of field goals here in the second. There's a long three up by Weirs that doesn't go, and Wurtenberger's there for the rebound. Jessica Wurtenberger has had a big night tonight. Here's a downcourt pass to Eichhoff all alone. Jump shot left side up and good. Eichhoff, she put her down. She's got 12 points in the ballgame. 3.5 minutes to go in the contest as Miley Weirs pushes it down for the Lady Griffins. Miley Weirs dribbles to the top of the circle. Now bounce pass right side in the corner. Hayek for three. Off the glass, no. It's tipped around, and there's Vonderschmidt with the rebound. Ari Vonderschmidt flips it out to Delaney Witt. Down court pass, there's Wurtenberger. Couldn't get it, but a whistle and a foul, and we'll put Jessica Wurtenberger back to the line. The foul is going to be called on Jayden Hayek. Well, Hayek had two choices. She could either let Wurtenberger score or foul her and prevent it. She chose the latter. On Hayek, that's her second personal. Jessica Wurtenberger at the line. She's 0 for 2 from the line tonight. Free throw is up and good. Got that one. She's now got 13 points. Emma Littrell into the lineup. Ari Vonderschmidt sits out. Probably all for the senior tonight. Vonderschmidt with 7 points. A lot of rebounds. Second free throw is up and good also for Wurtenberger. She's now got 14 in the ballgame, and Jessica leaves the ballgame. Into the contest now, Gentry Lechtenberg is on the floor. Emma Littrell on the floor. Delaney Witt, Macy Keller, and Olivia Eichhoff. That's the five out there for the Irish. Lob pass in, tipped away by Littrell. They were looking down there for Lily Swanson, stolen back by Weirs. Oh, look at Weir's coming down the floor. 1-on-3. Shot is up. She got it. What a job. That freshman has a bright future. I'm telling you, Miley Weir's is the real deal. She's got 13 points. She just went between three defenders, flipped it off the glass, and put it down. 55-29 the score. 2.5 minutes to go. Timeout, Sacred Heart. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
2 minutes, 36 seconds to go here in the ballgame. 55-29 your score. The Sacred Heart Irish with the lead. Irish with a host of subs on the floor here right now. Here's the inbound pass. Also on the floor now, Sadie Tisdall. And here's a shot up and good by Macy Keller. Macy Keller with her first bucket of the evening. 57-29. Sadie Tisdall on the floor. Delaney Witt, Macy Keller, Emma Littrell. And who else is out there? Gentry Lechtenberg. Those are the five on the floor. Miley Weirs for the Lady Griffins. Feeds it into traffic. And no place there to go for Mad Meyerly. Mad has to put it right back up top to Weirs. Now Weirs pulls up for a long three that doesn't go. Lechtenberg is there for the rebound. Gentry Lechtenberg took that away from a couple of defenders. Her down court pass goes to the right side to Witt. Delaney Witt can't get to the basket. Tries to come down the left sideline. Miley Weirs comes out to go for the steal. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Oh, no, they're just going to say the ball was just tipped out of bounds. No foul called there. Here's Kiera Hennerberg back into the lineup. Hennerberg replaces Lily Swanson tonight with a minute 51 left to go in this one. Lechtenberg to inbound it into Delaney Witt for three from the corner. Bingo, she got it. You give Delaney Witt that look down there in the corner, and she's going to score on you. That's her third three-pointer of the night. She's in double figures with 11 points tonight for the Lady Irish. And now Delaney Witt with a steal, knocked the ball away. Touch last by the Griffins, and she'll get the possession back for the Irish. Now Delaney Witt leaves the ball game, and coming in to replace her is Ellie Falk. So Ellie into the ball game for the first time tonight. Ellie Falk checks in. Jocelyn Oberding also off the bench. She's into the ball game now. So we got a lot of freshmen seeing some playing time here. Jocelyn Oberding, 5'7", and a freshman. On the dribble is Gentry Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg all the way in, driving layup, up and off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, Emma Littrell, up and good. Littrell gets the put back, her first field goal. She's got 4 points. A minute 15 left to play. With the ball is Tatum Schroeder now. Schroeder gives it inside in traffic. There's a shot up off the glass that won't go. It goes out of bounds. Putting the shot up on the baseline was Kiera Hinderberg. Couldn't get it down. Now here's Bailey Bilda into the lineup. Bilda checks in. Madeline Party into the ball game. Several freshmen getting into the varsity contest now on both sides with a minute 6 left to play. Waiting for the inbound pass from Schroeder. Tatum Schroeder to lob it in. Into the corner left side. Top of the key, Madeline Party with the basketball. Party left elbow to Schroeder once again. Schroeder being guarded over there by Lechtenberg. Ball is loose, taken away. Oberding comes up with a steal. Oberding with the outlet pass to Lechtenberg. Down to Macy Keller. Keller goes toward the hoop. She'll be called for traveling. And it'll turn the ball back over to the Lady Griffins. 49 seconds to go. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game wrap-up. We'll give you a complete rundown of the individual scoring and share all the numbers with you from this one. Plenty of time to do that before our boys' varsity game. The second half of our doubleheader will get underway tonight. With the ball is Madeline Party now. Party works to the right side on the lane. Guarded closely down there by Oberding. Here's a shot from the right elbow that's up and off no good. Macy Keller comes down with a rebound. 24 seconds to go. Irish down court with the basketball. Across the timeline comes Lechtenberg. Gentry Lechtenberg, a big push off, and the official let that one go. Lechtenberg flips it to the left wing now, gives it over to Ellie Falk. Falk on the dribble. Now we're going to have a reach-in foul is going to be called. Ball went out of bounds. No, they're just going to say it's tipped away. No foul called. And inbounding the ball will be Ellie Falk right in front of her own bench with 9 seconds to go. Falk puts it into the corner to Oberding. Bounce pass into Macy Keller. Ball tipped away from Keller, knocked out of bounds over there by Bailey Buildup. Down to 4 seconds to go. Inbounding the pass, Sadie Tisdall will toss it in. Tisdall puts it into the corner. Now Tisdall with a long shot from the corner right side won't go, and there's your ball game. The final score, the Sacred Heart Irish 62 and the Diller Odell Lady Griffins 29. 62-29 is your final. We'll take a 2-minute timeout here and be back with the post-game scoring recap right after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn, dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Every 35 days, your skin replaces itself, your liver about a month. Your body makes these new cells from the food you eat. What you eat literally becomes you. You have a choice in what you're made of. After breathing, eating is what we do most frequently during a lifetime. Improve your eating habits today and improve your life tomorrow. Nemaha County Hospital reminds you to eat wisely. Work toward wellness one meal at a time.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
The Tri-State Region's 101.3.
The final score tonight here at Diller Odell, the Sacred Heart Irish girls with the win over the Lady Griffin, 62-29. Taking a look now at the individual numbers. First of all, for Diller Odell, Miley Weirs, the freshman, led the way. She had 13 points in the ballgame. Matt Meyerly finished with 7. Mallory Denner added 6, and Lily Swanson had 3. From the charity stripe, the Lady Griffins went 4 out of 8 for the game, their total of 29 points. For the Sacred Heart Irish girls, they had 3 players in double figures. Jessica Wurtenberger led the way. She had 14 points. Olivia Eichhoff with 12. Right behind her, Delaney Witt came off the bench and chipped in 11. Rachel Magdans finished with 8 tonight. Harry Vonderspit had 7 in the basketball game. 4 points tonight for Lauren Malone. Also 4 points for Emma Littrell. And Macy Keller had 2 for Sacred Heart's total of 62. The Irish went 7 out of 10 from the charity stripe for the ball game. 62-29, your final score. The Sacred Heart Irish girls get the win over the Diller Odell Lady Griffins. We're going to take a break now for about 13 or 14 minutes, and we're going to send it back to the Sunny 101.3 studios, and then we'll be back with the second half of tonight's basketball doubleheader. We'll have the boys' varsity game coming up right after this on Sunny 101.3.
Hard work, especially during this time of year, with springtime and planting season upon us, that brother's...